The big issue today is the first one on the agenda, review and discuss jail bids received. And I'd like to have Michael Lewis come to the table if you've got a place to start.
Just pull up one of these chairs, I assume?
Yeah, let's get the chair.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As a background, of course, we have the, as reflected in the minutes of Thursday meeting, we had the bid come in high at $10.9 million. And we're approved to by a vote of the people to borrow up to $8.95 million. So I guess my first question then is, do you know exactly where the bids, what generated the bids to be higher?
I think it's a combination of things, quite frankly. And the first one I will start out with, there are some market conditions that are in play right now that are higher than we estimated. We did include a 4% increase in market conditions for 1 year when we did our initial estimate that we took to the public for the $8.9 million. And we are experiencing higher than that. I can't say exactly what that number is, but I know we are in terms of a percentage, but we are seeing that not only here, but in other places around the state. So there's a market condition factor. And then as we went through the design process, there were three or four items that we put into the project when we met throughout the design process before we went to bid. One was an increase in cells, number of beds. Originally it was 32 beds, and right now the base bid sits at 42 beds. I think we did that with good intentions, hoping we could get that within the bid estimate numbers that we provided the board, but that is one factor. We put in a full service kitchen when originally it was intended to be just a serving kitchen where food was brought in. That was to recognize with the long-term strategy of having the additional beds, it would be more economical to have a full-service kitchen. We may not be able to get that accomplished going forward if that's the board's direction. Although it's not a large item, we included an emergency generator to support the existing facility because in the design process, we were able to determine that the existing generator was having some maintenance difficulties, and so this generator is larger to accommodate both the existing building and the new addition. And then last is some site development costs that, as we've gone through the city permitting process or approval process, there are just some additional things that have happened there regarding the site development and the amount of paving around the property from what was originally contemplated. In that case, the city feels that those things are fundamentally necessary, but they wouldn't have been known at the time the referendum was put together. So those five things, market conditions and the four I outlined, are contributors to this. In speaking with Beatty Construction on Thursday, there are a couple, there is one item, I should say, in the project that that they need to work through on their end. It's difficult to get into specifics right now because it's something that if there is a recommendation to go forward and continue to negotiate with them, they have to work through that and then come back. And as I outlined in my letter to the board, Shive Hattery's recommendation that we do continued evaluations and then come back to the board within 30 days after those evaluations to say, here's where we can get this project at from a cost standpoint with through negotiations with Bating. So today, we know the bid result, we have some things to work through, and then we would be able to come back again in 30 days after negotiating with Bating and discussing it with them to give you a number that you could make a decision on. It's very difficult to make a decision today because we have some things to sort through with them if your direction is to continue to talk with them. The other direction would be if you don't feel comfortable with this scenario of continuing to talk with them, By contract, we would go back and look at these items independently of them and work through a rebid scenario with you. That would be another possibility.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Comments and board members?
One of my first questions, Michael, is how long do we have by law or by code that we can still accept the low bid that we had and work with them? And what percentage can we change until we're legally bound to go back to bid? Do you know those?
The first answer to the question is we identified 30 days in this bid process. So we have that time frame available in front of us before we need to make a decision. Bating did indicate to me on the phone, and the representatives are here if I need to clarify this, that it is their intention to start construction this fall. And so I think it would be important for us to make some decisions, if it is to be them, to be within that 30-day window, but we have 30 days. In terms of the percentage, Master Builders Iowa has a public procurement document that they produce. There isn't a specific Iowa code chapter that says what I'm about ready to tell you. It's their guideline. And their guideline is 5%. The reason why it isn't so specific is you did competitively bid this project. You had four bids, and the lowest responsible bidder was Beatty Construction. And so I think you would be within your right, and you'd want to consult county attorney on this, but I think you'd be within your right to then go to Bating and continue to work with them to identify, since they are the lowest responsible.
So there's no code, it's just a...
Not a specific percentage, no.
Okay.
Just a guideline.
Courtney, do you know, of course we signed a resolution stating that we'd have maintained 25% of our general fund balance in coordination with local options and stacks. How much money is there? Do you have time to do that?
Yeah, so the required amount between the general fund and the lost fund is $2.1 million. You can't go below that for that resolution. I did some numbers just to see where we were at, what commitments we had, and what money would be coming into the lost fund this year. Current balance in the lost fund is $2.5 million as of today. We've got committed $444,000 to go to supplemental and $542,000 to go to the basic fund. That was to lower the levy. We did that at budget time. Income coming in with lost money, some TIF generated money, and some sewer payback, we have about $720,000 coming in to that fund. So if we only did what we budgeted to do, which is transfer the money to the general and the supplemental fund and took in our revenue, we'd have about $2.2 million in the loss fund June 30th of next year. So.
Okay. All right. And we need debt. But the 25% was a combination of the general fund and the loss. So how much would we have available?
Did not do the calculation on the general fund.
Okay. So there'd be 2.1 remaining.
There'd be 2.2 left.
2.2 left.
In
okay.
The lost fund.
But how much would be in the general fund at that time?
I'd have to look. I don't know. I just
we need to know that amount as well, in order to come up with the net amount that would be available if we so desire.
That's a harder one to do because there's a lot going out and in that fund.
Yeah.
And, you know, you will have budget amendments, I'm sure, and things like that. So, I mean, I can give you an estimate, but.
Yeah, that's what I need. Mike, do you need any guidelines support going forward? First of all, I want to make sure what you're doing is legal and you feel comfortable doing that as opposed to not rebidding the project, which is fine for me. I just want to make sure it's all legal. But do you need directives from the board, suggestions as to what you can take out and what you need to leave in?
I will need direction. Now, if there's some discovery here that we need to do on that, it wouldn't have to happen today, but I would suggest we have that discussion in the next few days so that I can spend as much time with Beta Construction talking through those. You know, I realize this is all fairly fresh and new because it was Thursday last week and I've already identified the four things that we put on the list. So, and I do have a rough order of magnitude of what I think those are worth from the conversations that I've had. So. But yes, I'm sorry, not to belabor it, but I will want to get direction from the board and the sheriff about which items are acceptable. That way we can put forward with Bating, if that's the desire, we can put forward and say these are the items and we get a clear understanding of the value of those items.
Just looking at those four items, is that still going to be a stretch to get closer? We're going to get closer, or are we going to get there?
There may be some other items that they come up on the list than just these four. But for me, it gets up to about $900,000 in total. There's a little bit of a variable in there that I don't know today, but it can approach that in those four. And again, there may be some other things that we go through with what we call value engineering. We go through that process and have discussions on.
Will it require a full-blown architectural look at if we decided to, let's say, drop the parking and all the others? And just do a sally port?
I'm not sure I completely can visualize what you mean. The space under there would still remain?
Just lower it one floor.
Oh, lower it one floor. I think that would be a significant enough modification to the documents and that would probably trigger a rebid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It became.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we took these 10 cells out,
mm-hmm.
now that's, and we've got that space still there yet for them someday, explain to me how we get them in or later on?
You physically build them in place. Instead of them coming in the form of a module,
you build them inside.
You bring them in pieces, or you build them out of masonry, so you're bringing in a masonry concrete block and building it in place as opposed to the whole module being dropped in like the initial intent. So there's other techniques to build them at a later time.
So you have 30 days in which to accept or reject the bid. How long will it take you to come up with alternatives?
I think once we have this discussion on what these options are, I would suspect that we could probably have that information, I'm going to say 10 to 14 days.
For sure.
I had to look over here because they're a part of that process if we agree to have them here. Roughly 10 to 14 days after that discussion. So certainly within the 30-day window in order to give you time to make decisions.
So Ken, what do you think you could do about...
What was that, Gene?
What do you think you can do about on those four items?
Well, I mean, if we did away with the kitchen equipment, we'd have to FIV either bring in all three meals or just supper. Maybe we could get by with some equipment there where we could still do breakfast and lunch. And as long as that equipment could be added later or the cells could be added later, I guess that's doable.
I realize this is a bit conceptual, but my thinking on the kitchen equipment, since it wasn't there originally, is we would leave the rough-ins for the equipment in the project. That way you could put the equipment back in. That would be something comparable to the original intent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think out of the four there that you listed, I think those are probably my top two that we'd probably look at.
the generator size would, if you're going to carry just that building, would obviously be half of what was needed to carry both buildings. But I'm not sure the cost would be half.
No, it probably would not be. There is environmental housing. I'm sorry, I meant to say a special package on the generator where we put the generator inside the garage. And I think I would want to revisit that with you. You could certainly tell me that's not something that you want to do, but I would probably $70,000 of the cost of that generator is to have it inside. Mm-hmm. And we might want to consider not only just the size of the generator, but maybe a middle ground where you say we're going to set it outside, mm-hmm, and still have the same size generator, but $70,000 less, give or take.
So if they ever have a generator put in place, because we know we've got the issues.
Right, yeah. And I guess what I say, I just don't see the dollar amount in the actual size of the, mm-hmm, being that big a deal. Now the enclosure, I didn't think about that part of it being that much expense.
And so we would, and we talked about this in the design process, does it sit inside, does it sit outside, and we would just revisit, what does it mean to set it outside, and what's the value of additional package that's on that generator. Sure. And then you'd have a choice on that, right? Which way you want to go.
Back to the kitchen. Hy-Vee isn't the only option. There are a lot of nursing homes in our community that could make custom meals for us, mm-hmm, as well. Something maybe need to look at. I guess when we initially built this, we tried to please everyone. And I don't know if it was the dog or the tail wagging the dog at the end or not. I don't think so, but we it's a matter of record that we, you know, have the parking, sheriff's offices, kitchen, evidence room, generator inside, etc. I think the main objective we need to do is build a safe jail that'll last for a long, long time, because we're going to be forced to sooner or later anyhow. I guess we're forced at this point to consider less desirable details in our design. I would guess that if we have to rebid this thing, that we're going to have tremendous cost. Maybe the cost of building would go down, but at this point, they are not and have not been going down. They will probably go up. So anything we can do to get her done right now, I think would be in our favor.
Well, before we move on, I did do a little homework this week after Thursday, and this is just for information purposes only. I'm not sure where I officially stand on this. We also have 110 acres of county farm. I'm visiting with a realtor at length by looking at the CSRs and the location of it. That alone could probably generate anywhere between 900 and a million. And to me, my first thought is it's an asset for an asset, not a bad swap. We're making about $25,000 a year. That's 2.5%. Not a great investment. That's still not factored in with that piece of property going back on the tax rolls would generate a little income too. So I think that should be brought up in the process if we're looking to maybe find money somewhere. But I also know that we have another issue that's staring us right in the face, racing too. So I just wanted to put that out there. I did do a little visiting with, like I said, a realtor. And I kind of fully trust what he told me, that it'd be pretty close to that value.
There
sacred cows or anything that you don't want Mike to touch when he does his redesign or visit with the sheriff or visits with Beatty.
So from what you said, Mike, doing all these, what, four things, you'd be able to reduce the bid by 900,000? Is that what you're saying?
That's what we're targeting right now. We have to go through the process to confirm it, yes.
So the bid would still stay over $10 million?
Or right at 10. Mm-hmm. It's possible that when we go through that process, we can find something to get it down into the nines, 9 million something. Certainly willing to try to do that.
Well, this is what we bonded for. It was 8.95.
Understood.
That's what we told our voters when they went to vote, and they voted on what you had conceptually. So if we reduce things, we're not giving them what they voted on.
Well, we actually, what we bid was larger than what we had produced at the time of the vote by adding the 10 beds and doing the kitchen. So what we would reduce back to would be the original intent. Obviously, can we get back to the $9 million number? With the market conditions that are in play, that's going to be, I'll just be candid, going to be difficult. But we can certainly go back to the voter and say, here is the original intent, because we went down a road together to have it larger than that.
So, and I have the language in front of me exactly from the thing, but I'll read the last part. Said that we are... Shelley, County of Carroll, State of Iowa, entered a loan agreement and issued its general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed the amount of $8,950,000 for the purpose of constructing, furnishing, and equipping a county jail and sheriff's office. So that's what was voted on, and we did have to furnish it. People want to know what they're voting on, conceptual drawing and all. There's been people argue that this drawing maybe didn't have two entrances, and that's correct. And then they go ahead and the city, for example, required cantilever doors, which was also not in the thing. So it's kind of pick and choose what you want and don't want on the drawing at that point. And I guess my point is we voted for 8.95. I think the drawing was artist conception of what we thought the jail would probably look like. It's still going to be fairly accurate. I don't think anybody expected it to be exactly the same. That's unrealistic. They want a safe jail that's going to last for 50 years. And they're willing to let us borrow $8.95 million to
do it. Well, if you take a floor off, that is a big, that's changing the conception of that considerably, correct? But you said you'd probably have to rebid it at that point if you were doing something as drastic as that.
Just based on my past experience, if we're going to do something that has that significant of a material change, I would say that would be a rebid.
So that, but in other words, the way it looks, we're asking the taxpayers for another $3 million or plus.
No, we asked them for $8.9 million, which was right at $9 million. We didn't tell them that we might want to spend $1 million out of our reserves or whatever, or $500,000 of reserves. We just decided that was the most we'd want to tax you for.
I would hope that everyone on this board would want to do what's best for the taxpayer. That's our ultimate goal. And they do want a different, safe jail. And they have to determine how much we can borrow for. The rest of it is a lot of conjecture.
Yeah. What they
voted on was what we could borrow for. And I've had discussions over the last several days, and the people want us to do what we think is right. And I think it's, you know, if we go back to rebid this thing, I think we're kidding ourselves if we think we're going to get any cheaper. I think the way, and what you said is the way the market conditions are, I think we need to maybe look at taking cells out of there, lowering it some, and I agree with that. Exchange assets for assets.
I mean, I say this in good faith to the taxpayers of Carroll County and this board and the sheriff. We put in 4% market conditions because at the time that we went to referendum, we knew we had to put something additional into the project because the conditions were increasing. That's what we put in. We felt that was sufficient. It is higher than that now, and if you think back, I won't get into specifics, but please consider, think back on your own, what has happened to this economy from the time that referendum was put forward till now, and all the various things that are in play in the market. It has a factor. It's really hard for me to sit here and predict exactly what that impact is, other than to say there is one. It's clear it's happening. Now what do we do about it? And I'm more than willing to, on Shive Hattery's behalf, to work with you to do something about it as best we can.
Well, I just need to say this because it just needs to be said. I mean, if you increase the cost of this to the $10 million, then what you've done is all the items that you said we were gonna save by locating here as opposed to a green space are gone. All those savings are gone. That $10 million depletes all that.
And that's precisely why we did not look at green space, because the $1 million savings would have been gobbled up in 20 years to cost us $5 million.
It's gobbled up now. Well, so I think there's more. I mean, you haven't even put a shovel in the ground. You don't even know what's underneath this concrete. I mean, you got the old courthouse underneath there. You don't, I mean, I think this thing could be probably when it's all over with, because of what we're doing right here, could be, I mean, I was thinking that, a $500,000 to $1 million this thing's going to cost us in the end because of the construction, because constructing it here. I think there's too many unknowns here. I'm not going to say anything more about it, but I just had to say that. I feel that, you know, we're not doing justice to what we originally said, period, if we continue with this.
And I'm going to say this too. I think regardless of the green space right here, we'd have probably had the same issues. Am I right, Mike?
Well, we would have started $1 million less. Wise? The other thing with the green space, you have more flexibility and you can decrease the size a whole lot easier than you can with this.
I think it's safe to say that you market conditions would have been in play regardless of whether it was a green space or here. I'm comfortable saying that. From that standpoint. From what differences in the design and what it would have been on the green space versus on this site, that's a different conversation. The market would have played out.
And I think we've got to look at the safety of our employees. There's more issues with security and stuff.
I'm not opposed to looking at the green space, but I'm thinking if we would have to build a green space, we'd have all so many safety issues that we're trying to solve, and this would also move the court system, and that would be at quite a cost. And then we have maybe gotten a lot of, get a lot of empty room in the courthouse that would have to remodel. I don't think moving to a green space would save us all that much money. And it's certainly not what the voters, if we're going to go back to what the voters voted on, they voted on a jail right here. They
Actually, I had a guy just before I walked in the courthouse told me that they were told by several people to keep it here.
And I've had people tell me, start over. So.
And 4 out of 10 and 6 out of 10 tell the other side of it. That's exactly why we took it to referendum.
The vote was quite clear. I think over 62% favored the jail as we had proposed it. At least borrowing that this much money, less or more money, how that would have affected the vote. I guess I want to talk about Shives Hattery proposal. And their recommendation to the Carroll County Select for this project, the lowest responsible bid, and that we allow them to negotiate with Baiting Construction. My feeling is we allow them to do that, and if they cannot achieve a low enough cost by doing that, and we need to change the vision of the jail, for example, lower the floor, get parking, et cetera, and when we have to bid it over, so be it. I prefer to have Baiting, but if they can't do it within, I don't have any problem pre-bidding it either. I do have a problem with not building the jail, because it's going to probably cost us more in the future, irregardless where we go.
Even a rebid in the spring is going to be very expensive. And that's one of the things that Michael had warned us about when we first started this, when we delayed too long and did not get in there for the spring window this year. And that probably cost us a little bit. Not a lot, though.
I suspect that's having some impact here. Baiting, as indicated, is a bidder, though they intend to start this fall. If I heard correctly, the foundations would be in the ground yet this fall is their goal, and get some steel erected so the project can progress. That's their plan. To accomplish all that between now and when the winter conditions are so harsh that you can't go forward, there's a lot to do. If we would have been able to start that process 2 months ago, it would have been much easier to accomplish that. So it is a factor.
Another thing that was mentioned during the process of designing this was 2 elevators and 1 elevator. Is there any option to have an elevator removed?
We could go back.
Is that a big cost?
We can talk through that option, and we can look at the cost of, a couple things, completely removed or just the elevator itself, leaving the shaft so the elevator can be put in at a later date. A couple options there, but that's part of why I'm saying we probably need to have that discussion and pin down what exactly those items are.
That's one thing we could look at also.
That would be another one.
And as far as the evidence room, I don't know. We will have an old jail. I think it would make a great evidence room, although it is less convenient. It's probably functional for a long, long time. But there's a lot of things to look at. All right, back to the recommendation from Shive Hattery to work with Baiting. And what is the board's thoughts on that? Before we have any motion, I'd like to see if there's any other discussion.
There's one question I have, because obviously I was not a part of this design process from a year ago, but there are things within this statement of probable cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you start scaling down on some of these, like for instance, is this an option? Unit masonry, could you do poured walls? There's quite a significant savings there. I don't know that from the structural side or the design side. I mean, is that even possible that we start looking at, okay, we don't do this, we do this? I mean, we can sit here and argue all day, but we're not being very functional. I mean, is there stuff like that we can do to really start help? Every 100,000 or 200,000 at all helps.
If, I mean, that's quite frankly, that's a part of this discussion in the next 30 days where we go forward and we say, are there some alternative materials or practices, what we call means and methods, that the contractor would like to do differently? And if so, and that helps them, then we'll identify that.
Okay, that was my one question, because I just, I'm looking at high ticket items and...
No, I think we go back and discuss and see what the difference in cost and make each item back just and see if we think it's worthy of change.
Well, by doing that, this is my thought. If we do this, we're also going to have to make a commitment to finding other funds, because he can't wave his magic wand all he wants. We're quite a ways off. And so it's going to have to be a combination of things. And you got to know that going into this.
You're still on the payroll for 30 days.
I'm on the payroll until you tell me I'm not. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, what we agreed to.
Yes.
All right. I would entertain the motion to accept Shive Hadry's proposal, giving him then just as a word. They're recommending Carroll County selects the lowest possible bidder, and basically they got 30 days from this day to reach an agreed decision. And obviously, if it's not agreed to, we'll rebid the project. That may be a different project.
So in your recommendation, you also made the statement that we should tentatively select Beatty Construction, because it was lowest, so you could work with directly with them.
Yeah, I'm saying select them as the lowest responsible bidder for continued evaluation.
Okay.
And not award until after the 30 days.
Yeah.
Terminology.
In terminology, I would say it's not negotiating. It's value engineering. It's trying to find.
Okay.
Change the frame color from blue to pink. It might save you. So, value engineering, not negotiating.
Yeah, please make it pink.
It's value engineering.
That's the terminology.
The specific industry term, and we're in agreement with that, and I reference that in the letter. I say up in the first paragraph, the potential of value engineering. And that's what we're doing.
I'll read back their recommendation from Shive Hadry. Is our recommendation that the county selects for this project the lowest responsible bid for continued evaluation to the construction, 814 West 9th Street, Carroll, Iowa, for general construction, with the intent to finalize an award within 30 days from this date, subject to reaching an agreed to direction.
So moved. I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept Shive Hadry's proposal as just read to you. Any discussion on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Passes 4-1 vote.
Thank you. We'll get to work on that.
Thanks, Michael.
We only just can check in the general fund balance. It's projected to have an ending balance of fiscal 20 of $703,000.
It's time today. What's that?
Dave is supposed to be here about 10, so I don't know if you want to.
Okay, step out and start the conversation with the sheriff and maybe.
Thank you.
Could you give us a letter here from Neil Davis?
That was an email you sent me over the email. I thought I'd give that to you for
your permission. Not on the agenda, but I encourage everyone to read the letter that you got from Neil Davis. And it's in our package. So,
Would we like to invite him in and give us a...
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
I kind of got a gist of what he talked about, but I want to make sure.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's what he said he would be available to do that. Let me look at his email again. Said let me know if the supervisors would like to discuss this as an option as they decide what comes next.
That would mean it was actually available, maybe.
That's another piece of it. We need to either add it or subtract it.
Do you want him here in person, or can we do it via telephone? He's out of Des Moines, but... But he won't have an issue with that. He usually asks which you prefer, so...
Neil?
Yes?
Is it permissible to have a comment from the gallery?
Yes, it is. Your comments, please.
I've got to compliment you on your idea of selling farm ground, my friend. That is an ingenious solution. 50% solves 50% of your problem, and the county does not need to be in the farming business. And the return is terrible. That's a very, very ingenious and should not be overlooked, in my view, for consideration from the rest of the council. It makes sense to trade, as you put it, trade assets. And you're 50% home. You got 80% proposed approval from the voters. You got another $100 million from the farm sale. And all you're looking for now is another million bucks, maximum. That makes business sense, in my view.
Other comments?
And what also, if I may, you have a $400,000 start on this project from Bating's lower bid than the next lowest. That's a big start. You can't walk away from that, gentlemen. And lastly, and Gene, you're right. You got to build it right, you got to build it good, and you got to build it functional, and you got to build it safe. And for God's sake, don't let all the other outside people pull you and push you and jack you around, and you end up losing the original idea in the first place. Do it right, and do what you think is right, and to hell with the rest of the people.
Okay. Any other comments from the gallery?
Right, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, thank you. Yes, Ron.
Has there ever been any thought of bringing those garages in from the south? Fifth Street has the entry in on both ends, and I had mentioned once to some of the city personnel to wish for Fifth Street go on through like it was for probably close to 100 years previous to 1964 when the old courthouse was taken down. And there's storm sewer there, and I know the green space looks nice there now. And at that time, they tried a couple things. They put in a fountain, which got to be a glacier 1 year, and the following year it got to be a beautiful soap suds deal. I think you all know about when some kid threw a box of Oxydol in it. And then Scott Parcher got to take it over and he put in the green space. But I think the county owns about 37 feet from the right-of-way to your sidewalk. But I was wondering whether there was any chance that, you kind of scratched the back of a few of the merchants with losing the four parking spots here. And they're pretty important merchants along here. Our theater being a good one. If you ever look at all the license plates that are in here on evenings, and they need parking too to bring these customers in. And I know you folks ain't in the office those hours, but they still come into town and spend money. But if they could ever think about bringing those garages in from the south. I don't know how much change in construction this would be. You have, I know, pillars and those doors you're talking about, I'm sure are quite expensive thing. And I just thought I'd mention that, whether they could come in on that Fifth Street and make a turn in, then you'd have quite an area, use up what you need to swing around with two, three, four cars and make U-turns and get on out and not bother the Main Street traffic.
Rowan, we did look at that with the current situation of the parking there right now. And a couple of issues we had is there's a grade difference between along that going to the south. There's a little bit of grade difference there that caused issues. There's also inside the way the thing is laid up with the sally port in there, we'd have issues dodging structural posts and stuff, especially like ambulances and things like that, the bigger vehicles, that wouldn't work out very well. And also just that the structure on the south wall being a bearing wall on it was, you know, it was a lot of us due to the structure of it. But we did look at that and we talked about that quite a bit. And at this, and then we'd have to go on the city property with their parking right now. I mean, you would have to open that whole street up, and I don't know that there would be much.
Well, my thought was, you know, there was quite a bit of investment on East Fifth Street. You got the brewery there. You got curb cut improvement. You got Dr.
Krause.
And there's quite a bit of improvement went over there, and it would broaden the downtown area quite nicely if it went on through, and that would help our downtown. I just thought it was something we could talk about. And I was a little disappointed when I was definitely for the library to be expanded, but I was disappointed when I seen that they brought out 8 feet and an inch or two out into the right-of-way. I've built houses around Carroll for over 60 years, and never once were we allowed to go over the right-of-way. And here all of a sudden the city can go out 8 feet over the right-of-way. And only once, I know that a house was done, and that was in Collison Edition. You remember that, Dick? There was one on the corner, and Randy Crawl made him take it back out, and they hauled it away to the landfill, and they had to start over and move it over where it belonged.
Well, the problem is the entire old building over there is already built into the right-of-way. The north wall of that building is in the right-of-way. And the extension, this two-story monstrosity glass thing, is further into the right-of-way.
Yeah, 8 feet.
Eight more feet, yeah.
8 feet. I measured it. And there's 37 feet of real estate on the east that we could have used, and it could have just a little bit of entry over there. And it had a nice expansion space there.
Thank you for your comments. We have looked at that, and I appreciate your comment.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to our regular agenda. Thank you both, all everyone, for being here.
A little remark I got to add to this. We have just about every business in town has two posts in front of it. Usually they got a blue sign on top that says handicap, but there's two buildings in town, the back door of the courthouse here and the front door of the city hall were the only two that I usually they don't have them. It's kind of a shame. But just about everybody else got handicap signs in front of them. I know you have the one in front here, but it's not too easy to get to in winter. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ron.
That's good.